Okay, well, turning your Bibles, let's start in John chapter 3. Okay, that's where we're going to start. We're going to look briefly at a subject that we all know, and we're going to look at a contrast between salvation, and we're calling that eternal life salvation, and discipleship, okay? Salvation is eternal life. Discipleship is Christian life. Think about it. Here's our goal, that we'd understand the clear grace message of salvation, that we stand for what we call the good news message of Christ, faith alone in Christ alone for eternal life, that we'd also understand a clear message for discipleship in which we give our lives in service for Jesus Christ. And we realize there's a danger when people confuse those two messages. When they put them together, you end up with work for salvation, and we'll talk more about it. So there are a lot of people today who say, no, it's not faith alone in Christ alone. It's not believing in Jesus for the gift of eternal life. They have other messages and other things. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at this morning, we're going to go quickly, an introduction, talk about some issues. We're going to talk about salvation and discipleship are not the same message. Okay, and then we're going to look at what's the danger of confusing salvation and discipleship. What's the danger when people put them together or they don't understand the difference, that kind of thing. And then the plan, sort of what are we to do? That's how we're going to look at this. So let's start with the introduction. And when we talk about introduction, we're looking at the Bible. There's bad news and good news. The bad news is we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. The good news is Jesus Christ died on the cross, paid for sin, rose again, and gives us eternal life as a gift. He's provided a way of salvation. We always say the story of the Bible is how the perfect God brings sinful man back to himself using his son, Jesus Christ. That's the story of the Bible. Beginning from Genesis 3:15 on, after the fall of man, all the way to the end, that's the story of the Bible. But how is a person reconciled to God? How is that the perfect God brings sinful man back to himself and his son? Jesus died and rose again, and whoever believes in him has eternal life. Acts 16:30, the Philippian jailer said to Paul, what must I do to be saved? And Paul said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. He said, it's faith alone and Christ alone. Salvation by faith. In John 3, where we are, John 3:16, we all know the verse. You don't even have to look at it because you know it. God so loved the world that he gave his son that whoever believes would never perish but have eternal life. The gospel has a message. Jesus died and rose again. The response is to believe. It's over 160 times in the New Testament. It says believe. It's 98 to 100 times in the gospel of John. And the offer is eternal life. We're believing that God made a promise. His promise is, I give you eternal life and you shall never perish. That's the salvation message. So let's say it in our minds again. Jesus died and rose again. And whoever believes in him will never perish but have eternal life because his promise, his offer to us is eternal life. Now, when I say that is we hear things like this. Repent of your sins. Give your life to Jesus. Make Jesus the Lord of your life. Ask Jesus to come into your heart. Get baptized. Those are all things. I read an article the other day, and the guy says at the top of the page, salvation is a gift by faith. And then halfway through, he says, you must humble yourself, make Jesus the Lord of your life, turn away from your sins, be baptized, agree to serve God, and you can be saved. So he went from salvation is a gift to all of these things right here in one page. And so if you're reading that, if you didn't know, what would you say? You say, I don't know what salvation is. I don't understand what it is. Is it believing in Jesus for eternal life, or is it turning away from my sins? Is it giving my life to Jesus? Is it agreeing to serve him? Is it asking him to come live inside me somehow? And so when we could raise this question, here we go. Is salvation faith in Christ for eternal life, or is it turning from some kind of sin? I mean, what is it like? What is it? Is salvation a gift by faith, or is salvation gained by our works and faithfulness? Now, a person who says, well, you need to repent of your sins and give your life to Jesus, that's not works. Well, what is it then? Turn away from sin and give your life to Jesus, that's not works. By grace, you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. So people are confused a lot when we start talking about these things. So let's talk about the salvation and discipleship message, okay? And so I want you to look at this. Receiving the gift of eternal life by faith deals with the salvation message. The salvation message says we can be saved, we can have eternal life as a gift simply by faith in Jesus Christ. So receiving the gift of eternal life comes by faith. That's the salvation message. Notice, offering our lives, serving God, turning away from sin, deals with a discipleship message. They're two different things, and people mix them up all the time. And when they do that, you've got a confused message. So is it believing in Jesus for eternal life, or is it offering our lives to God, turning away from sin, and living for Jesus that saves us? So realize there are two messages. There's a salvation message, which is simply by faith. It's a gift. And there's a discipleship message. Now, all of you are sitting here saying, JB, we know this. You do. But most of the people you're going to talk to don't know this. And they're going to give you a different message. I want you to understand something that, if I can make this work for somebody, there it is. We have two great messages. One dealing with eternal life salvation, that's called justification. One dealing with Christian life salvation, that's called sanctification. Okay, now I want to show you the difference between salvation and discipleship. Salvation is justification. That means we're declared righteous the moment we believe. Sanctification is an ongoing process where we're being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Salvation is by grace. Discipleship is by works. Salvation is through faith. Discipleship is through faithfulness. Salvation is free. Discipleship is costly. Salvation deals with eternal life. Discipleship deals with eternal rewards. Salvation is the unbeliever's response. Discipleship is the believer's response. Salvation deals with the new birth. Discipleship deals with continued growth. Salvation is one, it has one condition, that is to believe. Discipleship, many things. You give your life, you agree to do this, you want to live for Christ, you do this. So there are different messages. So understand that, because you're going to read people and they're going to say, salvation is a gift, so you need to repent of your sins and give your life to Jesus. That's not faith. That's works. And you're going to hear it. And sometimes if there are people who have heard this all their lives, and it sounds right because that's all they've ever heard. And we need them to understand that it is a confused message. Is salvation faith alone and Christ alone, or is it works? What is it? We want to see, and we're going to take the time to look at what did Jesus say, what did Paul say, and what did John say? They're pretty accurate. I think you got Jesus. He's pretty good. What does Jesus say? What is it? There are two messages, one for eternal life salvation and one for Christian life salvation. So let's think about it. Jesus gave a salvation message, or the salvation message. What did he say? God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would have eternal life. John 6:47, whoever believes has eternal life. John 5:24, truly, truly, I say to you, who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. Jesus' message, and there's over many times, I just put three. Jesus says the way to have eternal life is by faith. Whoever believes, whoever believes, whoever believes. Jesus also had a discipleship message. Look what it is. And he summoned the crowd with his disciples, and he said to me, if anyone wishes to come after me. He didn't say if anyone wishes to have eternal life. This discipleship is following Jesus, living for Jesus. If anyone wishes to come after me, what does he do? He must deny himself, that's works, take up the cross, die to yourself, and follow me. That's living for Jesus Christ. That is a discipleship message. That is not the same message as his salvation message. His salvation message is to believe. His salvation message is whoever believes has eternal life. His discipleship message, if you want to be a disciple, you must come after me, deny yourself. Let me see if I can get it there. Deny yourself, take up the cross, and follow me. You have to understand that's two different messages. There are people who will tell you that in order to be saved, you deny yourself, you take up your cross, and you follow Jesus. That's work for salvation. That's not the salvation message. That's the discipleship message. So I want you to understand it. Jesus gave a discipleship message. Notice this. Whoever does not carry his own cross, that means to die to yourself, and come after me, cannot be my what? My disciple. He didn't say you can't be a believer. He said you can't be my disciple. So I want you to understand that. So salvation is a gift. It is not works. The salvation message is faith. The discipleship message is service and works and living. So Jesus has a message of salvation by faith. And Jesus had a message of discipleship. Take up the cross. What about Paul? Paul wrote 13 books in the New Testament. Paul gave a salvation message. Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace you have been saved through what? Through faith. It's not of what? It's not yourself. It's not of works, lest anyone should boast. It's not yourself. It's not what you do. You didn't turn away from sin. You didn't give your life to Jesus. You're not saved by doing those things. You're saved by faith alone in Christ alone. Paul said, by grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourselves, the gift of God. Galatians 2:16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. He says, listen, you're not justified by works. You're not justified by keeping the law. You're not justified by doing good. You're justified simply by faith. And there are all kinds of places I could have brought more and more, but Paul talked over many times that you're justified by faith, and it's faith alone in Christ. Paul also gave a discipleship message, by eternal life by faith. Paul gave a discipleship message. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God. And he's talking to who? Look what he says. He's talking to believers. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as what? Living in holy sacrifice, acceptable to God? He says, give your life to Jesus. This is not salvation. He's writing to believers. He's telling believers, listen, as believers, give your life to Jesus. This is discipleship. This is taking up the cross. This is dying to yourself. And that's why he goes on to say in the next verse, he says, stop being conformed to the world, but be transformed by the word. He says, if you're going to be a disciple, you can't let the world conform you. You got to grow. You got to put the word of God in your brain. So Paul gave a discipleship message. He also gave a salvation message, okay? It's by faith. It's always eternal life. Okay, so he said, offer life. This is service, not salvation. This is works, not a gift. So you can see the difference. And so we got that. And we got one more we're going to look at, and this is John. John gave a salvation message, John 1:12. As many as believed him, him he gave the right to become children of God. Right? As many as received him, he gave the right to become children of God, even those who believe in his name. Now, the Gospel of John has Jesus talking a lot, but John is the one that put it all down. And John says in John 1:12, whoever believed in him will never perish but have eternal life. That's John's message. But John gave a discipleship message. Look what he says. The one who says, I've come to know him and does not keep his commandments, he's got to keep his commandments, is a liar. He says, you're not living out who you're supposed to be. This is the discipleship message that John would give. And so what do we see? We see a salvation message is to believe. You get eternal life. It is by grace through faith. You believe and you're saved and saved forever. And then you have a discipleship message, which is take up your cross, die to yourself, offer your life, keep the commandments. This is a total different thing. So you realize there are two messages. Now, let me just tell you, we know it. Most of you, you've been through 2:2, you've been through 4:12, you've heard us teach for years. You understand that you'd say, yeah, salvation is a gift, it's by faith and everything. And this other message is a disciple message that you're going to live for Jesus Christ. Many of the people, and let me say it in a nice way, most of the people you probably won't come in contact with do not understand this at all. And they've been taught all their lives that the way to be saved is to give your life to Jesus, make a public profession, get baptized, walk down an aisle, repent of your sins, and then you can be saved. That's a discipleship message. That's not a salvation message. Salvation message. And when you give them the salvation message and you say it's believing in Jesus Christ for the gift of eternal life, they say, that's too easy. That's what, how many, y'all heard that? Sure you have. Okay, now let's talk about this. The dangers of confusing the messages. What happens when you confuse the message? Well, there are three things here. Number one, when you confuse the message, you're going to confuse the good news message, what we call the gospel. You're going to ultimately, if you confuse them, you're going to make salvation by works, and the results is no assurance of salvation. There's no assurance. People who believe you have to do things to be saved never know if they're saved. Okay, let's talk about it. Let's talk about first. It confuses the good news message, okay, that we're to proclaim. Is the message that Jesus died and rose again and offers eternal life by faith, is that the message? Is that the salvation message? Is it by faith in Christ for eternal life that saves? Or is it repenting of your sins, making him Lord of your life, taking up your cross, publicly and confessing our sins? Which is it? Is it faith alone in Christ alone, or is it some kind of works that you do? You realize it confuses the message. What are you to proclaim to people? Are you to meet with people and tell them to stop sinning and get their life together and get baptized and come before people? Or do you tell them to believe that Jesus Christ will give them the gift of eternal life simply by faith? That's the thing. So that second, it makes salvation by works. Here's the truth. Anytime you add something for salvation, you move from grace to works. Anytime you say it's faith and you must do this, you must do the, anytime you add anything to it, you move from grace to works. Romans 11:6 says that if his grace is no longer works, otherwise grace is no longer grace. You can't add one work to it. If you say, but you just have to be willing to turn away from sins, that still works. And people, I've heard people say all these kinds of things. I had a guy one time said, I think salvation is by faith, but I'm not sure. So I'm going to get baptized just to make sure. And I go, so you're adding baptism in to make sure you're saved, but you're going to never know. I mean, it just breaks your heart because they can't go together. Whenever you do that. Listen, there's a thing we always call front-loading the gospel. We call that lordship. I want you to understand this because a lot of people, most people have heard this, have been in our church, but maybe not. Front-loading the gospel is what we call lordship salvation. You're doing something to be saved, whether it's walking down an aisle, giving life to Jesus, turning away from your sins, getting baptized. All of these things you do on the front end, we call it front-loading. They say in order to be saved, you must do these things. There's some churches, there's a church that I've got their bulletin. There are five steps, five things you have to do before you could be saved. They're all works, okay? That's called front-loading the gospel, and we see that all the time. We often call it lordship salvation because most people who believe this say you must make Jesus the Lord of your life to be saved, meaning you got to agree to come under his authority and serve him in order to be saved. That's why it's called lordship salvation. That's what most people do that. Then there's a thing called backloading. Oh, by the way, if you front load the gospel, then John 3:16 is wrong. Because all Jesus told him was to believe and you're saved. I've had people say, well, when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, he didn't give all the message. I went, so Jesus didn't tell him how to get saved. He just gave him part of the message. Well, yeah, there's just so much more to do. And I said, poor old Nicodemus. He went to the Savior of the world and the Savior of the world didn't give him the message. There's another thing called backloading the gospel, and this is where people say things like this. They say, well, it's faith, but, and they always add the but, it's faith, but if you don't live out your faith, in other words, if as you say you're a believer, but you don't live like a believer, you don't have fruit that we can see, and you don't live it out, and you turn away, then two things. Either you never had it, or you lose it. And there are two groups out there. Reformed theology says you never had it, and other groups say you lost it. There are many groups out there that say you could be saved and lose your salvation. It's called backloading because if you don't do the things they tell you to do, or if you do sins that they think are bad, you lose it, or it proves you never had it. And so that's called backloading the gospel. Reformed theology has taken a new twist. I used to be in Reformed theology. You could say you believed and you thought you might be saved, but if you didn't live right, it just proves you never were saved. They now teach that you can believe, and it's called initial salvation. And you could be saved, but if you don't live a good enough life, you don't get what they call final salvation, so you don't make it. You just thought you did until the end, and you just didn't live out good enough, or you did too many sins. Now, if you notice that whenever you front load or back load, you can never know if you're saved. You never know if you're going to do enough. You never know if you hang in there to do enough things. And so when we hear people say things like, you have to do this to be saved, or people say, a real Christian wouldn't live that way. See, what they want, that's the back end that says, if you're a Christian, we can see that you're a Christian. And I kind of want to look at them and say, can we see if you're a Christian? I don't know. How can you tell? You don't know my thoughts. You don't know where I go. You don't know what I think. You know, a person who says, I don't think they're a Christian. Why? Well, I don't see their lifestyle. Well, you don't know their thoughts. You don't know if they pray. You don't know if they've talked to God. You don't know if they believed in Jesus Christ. In fact, the Bible never tells us to look at other Christians to see, or look at other people to decide if they're saved or not. You know the only way you can know if somebody's saved? Is they tell you. If you came to me and said, JB, if you were to die, would you go to heaven? I go, yeah. And you go, why? And I go, because I have put my faith in Jesus Christ. He has given me the gift of eternal life. You could say, I'm pretty sure he's saved, but you can't go by my lifestyle. You might catch me on a bad day. And then you'd go, I don't think he's saved, right? If you look at lifestyle. So front loading and back loading destroys everything. It does. Now, Front-loading and back-loading the gospel results in works for salvation. Always does. Anytime you add anything to it, you're going to always have works for salvation. And just remember that. I know that it sounds, and let's just say it, it sounds so simple to say, you mean that we simply believe that Jesus gives us eternal life and we're saved forever? And the answer is what? Yes, it's that simple. It's not works. Does the Bible, listen, where do you think this works message came from? Did it come from the Bible? Can you find anywhere in the Bible that it says you're saved by doing your good works? Mm-mm, you can't. So it didn't come from the Bible. Where did it come from? It came from the devil, the fallen world system. It started and Satan controls the prince of the, he's the prince of the power of the air. There is a message that Satan has. Remember, he's a counterfeiter. And what does he say? He said, what did he tell Adam and Eve? Oh, God's not telling you the truth. The moment you eat that fruit, you'll be like God, knowing right from wrong. Of course that's true. But they thought he meant like God. He fooled them. He's a liar. He says, listen, it just can't be that easy. You've got to be willing to do things. And so he tells you, if you do good, God will love you. That's what he tells people. The message is do good and God will. What, you know, what was my message? I never went to church. But what did I think? I thought you did more good than bad and you'd go to heaven. Where did I get that message? I don't know. I just got it from the world, I guess. At best, I never read the Bible. So where would I get thinking that if I did more good than bad, God would love me and I'd get to go to heaven? That's a lie of the devil. But that's what I believed until I heard the salvation message. So don't ever apologize for it being simple because Jesus did it all. It is complex in the sense that God became a man, died, paid for sin, conquered death, did it all. That is not easy. He's done it all and he offers to us a gift. That's all. It's a gift. The gift of eternal life. And we're saved and saved forever. And eternal life means eternal life. There are people who will say, well, you can believe and get eternal life, but you could lose it. I said, then you didn't get eternal life. You got temporary life. In fact, sometimes when people say, well, yeah, you can believe, but you could lose it. I said, so you got temporary life when you believed? And they go, well, no. I said, what did you get? They went, well, I guess eternal life. I said, well, then I'll last forever. Well, no, but you could lose it. I said, no, it's not a commodity. It's not a commodity, it's a relationship. The moment you believe in Jesus, you have an eternal relationship with Jesus Christ. That takes us to the third thing. And when we mix this message up, it results in no assurance of salvation. No assurance. Let me show you this. Whenever you look at anything other than Jesus Christ for your assurance, you can never have assurance for your salvation. 1 John. These things were written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God that you may know you have eternal life. You know you have eternal life because you believed in Jesus Christ for the gift of eternal life, and he always keeps his promises, and he promised the eternal life the moment you believed. That's how we know. If you look to anything else, what did I get baptized? What was my baptism okay? What if it wasn't? What if the wrong person baptized me? What if I didn't get there in time? What if I did this? What if I do a really bad sin? Am I going to lose it or am I going to get to keep it? I said I was going to give my life to Jesus, but I'm sure not living for him. Maybe I'm not saved after all. Anything you look at other than Jesus Christ, you will have no assurance of your salvation. You can never know because you're always saying, am I going to get final salvation? Am I going to live good enough to make it to the end? See, we talk about rewards. Most people don't talk about rewards. We believe you live righteously and godly as a believer and God rewards you. Most other people believe the reward is salvation. If you live good, God will reward you and give you salvation. Salvation is not a reward. It is a gift simply by faith in Jesus Christ. So don't ever mix it up because that's people do it all the time. Our security is based on God's faithfulness, not ours. It's not that you're hanging in there. In fact, guess what? Most of us aren't hanging in there. Salvation is a gift. And we're saved and saved forever. Not because what we've done or been doing or going to keep doing. It's because what Jesus Christ has done. Let me show you. I always say this, that the moment you don't have assurance. Now, you can lose assurance. You can't lose security. The moment you believe, you're secure and safe in Jesus Christ forever. Assurance comes from the fact that you know you're saved forever. But you can lose assurance because you can start looking at something else and get confused and all that. And what happens is this. The lack of assurance always results in either stability or service, because it means the moment that we're up and down. The moment you're not sure you're saved, you could say something like this. Well, I'm doing pretty good. I must be saved. Then you could say, I'm doing pretty bad. I must not be saved. You cannot know. You don't have a stable life, because all of us sin. We wake up in the morning, we say, Lord, I want my life to live for you. And 10 minutes later, we've done something. We said, I wish I hadn't done it. And we say, I want my life to, we want to be disciples. We want to live for Jesus. And yet we blow it. And if we're looking to lifestyle, we're looking to us, we're looking to something in the past that we're going to always be unstable. We're going to be up and down. The second thing is service. When you're afraid that you could lose your salvation if you don't live right, you serve out of fear and not out of love. Jesus said, the great commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul, love your neighbor yourself. Of these two, everything hinges, loving God and loving others. If you are afraid that you're going to do something wrong or not do enough right and you lose your salvation, you're going to serve out of fear and not out of love. Why do we serve God? Because we're going to hold on to what we got? No, we serve him because he's given us eternal life and he's blessed us in an eternal relationship. And so we're just saying, thank you, Lord, for all you've done. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done. We serve out of love, not out of fear. Wow. So we'll end with this. What are we to do? What are we supposed to do? Well, first of all, understand the difference between the salvation message and the discipleship message. Listen, you got to understand that. Many of you probably grew up with a confused message, and you heard, listen, God loves you and Jesus died for you and it's by grace through faith. And so if you'll come down and make a public profession, get baptized and give God your life, ask him to come into your life and live for him, you can be saved. You probably heard that all your life. That's works for salvation. Is it faith in Christ or is it giving my life to Jesus to serve him? You know, so understand the difference. Understand the difference between the salvation message, which is absolutely free, costs nothing, by grace, and the discipleship message. Second, let's train each other to know the message. 1 Peter 3:15, be ready to give an answer to everyone for the hope that is within us, that we know it, we're ready to go. We want to understand it. That's one of the things our church, why do we have the 4:12 and the 2:2? We tell everybody, you need to take the 4:12 and the 2:2. Why? Because there in there are these principles and truths you need to know and be trained. And so think about it, the commission. What is the Great Commission? Jesus came out and spoke, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and what? Make disciples. The message is make disciples. There's two aspects of it, evangelism and training. We lead people to Christ. That's the salvation message. The training is the discipleship message. They're both in there. That's what we're to do. Be able to give a clear grace message. Don't mix it up. Make it simple. Tell people you believe in Jesus for the gift of eternal life. It is that simple. You don't have to add a bunch of stuff to it. Just say Jesus offers to you eternal life. He made a promise. He said he died and rose again, and he's offering a promise. The promise is eternal life. Whoever will believe in him will get eternal life. That's the message. Acts 16:31, believe. 1 Timothy 1:16 and 17, where Paul says, I'm an example. Paul says, I'm an example to those who believe in Jesus Christ for eternal life. He said, I'm the example. So follow me. I believed in Jesus for eternal life. He says, I am the example. Know the message. Jesus died and rose again. The response is to believe, and the offer is eternal life. Now, you're gonna have to be ready. You're gonna have to be trained, because a lot of people don't believe the message. They don't understand it. They're out there with a message that's mixed up and confused, and most likely they're confused. I had a friend that said he had this friend that had this confusing message, and he'd say, well, yeah, this guy will meet with you, and he's confused, and in about 5 minutes, he'll have you confused. you know, and so, and it's true. So we want to have a straight, a clear message, be ready to tell people. And then finally, let's pray for our churches. We need a salvation. We need the grace message of salvation. There's an organization that I'm a part of called Grace Evangelical Society. And I usually speak every year at the national conference. I mean, it's just, I just love it. But they try to have what they call a church tracker. And what that means is they try to find churches in the United States that hold to the message we hold to, the grace message. That's hard to find. The guy that we're going to ordain next Sunday night, Vincent Garcia, along with Blake. Vincent is in Corpus Christi. And he was going to churches and he kept hearing this messed up message. And he kept saying, I think salvation is by faith. And somehow he saw us and he started watching us. And then he wrote me and he said, you have this message that I believe. I said, yeah, good, you're right. And it's just faith alone, Christ alone, you're saved forever. He said, I've gone to 10 different churches all around Corpus Christi. I can't find a single church that says you're saved by faith. And I said, start your own church. And they did. And now they have 30-something people. And they have a place rented out. And the people come in, and some of the people come in saying, I have never heard this message before. And he's going to be here next Sunday night. We're going to ordain him. Our church is ordained, by the way. So we're ordaining him because he wanted us to do it since we helped start his church in that sense. So pray for the churches. Pray that there be more and more guys that be raised up. The problem is, y'all, and I'm just going to say it nicely. Well, I can't say it very nice. Most of the seminaries are pitiful. They're not teaching people the Bible. They're not teaching them the grace message. Many of them have moved away from the truths that they started with. And it just breaks your heart because there are a whole bunch of guys coming out of seminary with a confused message. And they're going to confuse their people if they're not already confused.